You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We do this thing every once in a while called Long Time First Time. We like to do it on Friday mornings because we can't get enough of our phone calls with you. Yeah. You make us laugh. We find out what's going on in your world. We get to meet you. This is for people who've listened for a while but have never, ever called before for anything. Contests, mind bender, topics, anything. So if that's you and you're at least 18 years of age, let me give out the phone number. 303-691-1-MIX. And if you're not comfortable spelling out words on your phone, it's 303-691-1649.
You actually have to call us on this one. You can't text in because we want to have an actual conversation with you. And as Dom mentioned earlier, it's pretty cool because we take the audio of this and turn it into a podcast, load it on up to the World Wide Web, and then you can share it with all your friends around the country or around your town. Whatever you want to do with it, you can have it. It's all yours.
We can't get enough of it. I'm a little surprised that it's been 3 weeks since we did it.
I know. We're totally due. And it only works if you call in. Come on, we want to meet you. We want to know what's going on this weekend, what's going on in your life. And if you have a question for us or anything about the show, we'd be happy to answer it for you.
Long time, first time. Although, who wrote in? Who was it, Jen?
It was Jen. She said, can you guys do long time, second time? I've called before, but would love to call again. We can make an exception if Jen wants to call.
Call us, Jen. And next Friday, we could do No Filter Friday, which is the same. It's the same thing, only it doesn't matter if you've ever called before.
Yes. So, whatever, Jen. Call us. We'll take you. Yeah, we had a couple people get scared and drop off anyway, so.
We'll sneak Jen in if we have to. Here's Anthony, who's been patiently holding. I know we got Anthony and Robin, and who else is coming up? Anthony's first. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
What's going on? What are you doing this weekend? Anything good?
Yep, so the barbecue festival is this weekend.
Shut your mouth.
I'm really excited about that.
Where's that at? I want to go to that.
It's in downtown Denver. I think it's the stadium.
Oh.
What's the matter, Jer?
It's not in Littleton. I'm not going.
That's right.
Is it just called Barbecue Fest?
I believe so, yes.
What goes on with this? Is it just a bunch of smokers out there in the parking lot? No, I want to know. Is there like competitions and cows roaming around? What's going on with it?
So all the joints, the barbecue joints in the area come and all have like demos and there's food, beer, and kind of just like get to taste everything that Denver has to offer in one spot.
Oh, my God. That sounds awesome.
I got to tell you, Anthony, the thing about me with barbecue... Mm. I mean, I like barbecue. I do. But how I judge the joints, as you called them, is the sides. Because barbecue, I know some can be better than others, but it's still mostly kind of the same thing. But the sides, that's what makes a barbecue restaurant stand out from their competition. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion. Well, Anthony, what's the best side to go with barbecue?
So if you're judging, the baked beans are how you would have to judge.
Yeah, it's all about the beans.
Pretty traditional. I found this barbecue joint by my house, Anthony, that does a sweet potato casserole, they call it, as a side. Oh.
Yum.
It's like a dessert. It's so good.
Dude, so do you smoke your own meats?
I would love to, but don't have a smoker, so not yet.
Dude, I'll tell you what. That was the best investment I have ever made. It is the best thing I own. It's my most favorite thing is my Traeger. And I pamper it, and I clean it, and I cover it. And
he talks dirty to it.
I do. I absolutely love that thing.
He gives more love to his Traeger than he does to his wife.
You don't even know, Anthony.
Mm-hmm. At least the Traeger gets, you know, soft cuddles and caresses, but not Nicole.
That meat gets a good rub on it, I will tell you that.
All right, we're going to judge you on this too, Anthony. You get only one choice of a meat. What's it going to be?
I like burnt ends, so that's what I would go with.
Burnt ends are good. I'm a tri-tip guy, man. I've perfected the tri-tip. So
I've gone pure sausage, barbecue sausage.
Yum. Do you make your own rubs or anything, Anthony? Well, I guess no, because you don't have a smoker. That's another thing on my list. I want my own hot sauce and I want my own rub. Rub Jeremy is what I should call it.
A rub would be easier to make than a...
Oh, yeah, you could just throw anything in a bowl.
I was going to say.
Package it and send it along.
This thing about, you know, how you have to go to the store and pay $17 for a special rub. I'm like, come on.
Some of them are worth it.
Rubs are the easiest thing to make.
Some of them are worth it.
I know. But you can reverse engineer them and you can get something pretty close.
I love that company. It's got, it's the S word, and all their stuff is good S or chicken S or, S dip.
But that's all marketing. Because their rubs, although good,
they're the best.
Something that you could make. It's just that they put, you know, a four-letter word on
it. It's pretty darn funny. The good S is really good. It really is. Well, Anthony, it sounds like you got a good weekend, buddy. That sounds fun.
Yeah, have fun with that. Do you have a question for us or no?
No, the question was, what's your favorite type of cut of meat?
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, we answered,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, tri-tip.
Tri-tip
New York strip's
sausage.
Good, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Go get yourself a smoker. Go treat yourself, Anthony.
You're worth
Sounds
it.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. You guys have a good morning.
Nice meeting you.
You as well. Thank
See you
for
you
calling
later.
Your boys in the morning on a long time first time. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Hey, Robin, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So tell us about your delightful plans for this weekend.
So I'm also going to Barbecue Fest.
Shut up. They're
what
getting so much free
here?
Publicity.
Huh. It's actually at Mile High Stadium.
Is it?
I'll be darned.
Yep.
I might make
like
my way
just out in the parking lot, I would imagine, right?
I think it's going to be inside, maybe in the parking lot. I have no idea.
Huh. I didn't even know this was going on, so this is... I might have to go down. What a great like weekend for this, too, for Father's Day. You know, the whole dad's grilling. And
you know, if it's inside, I'd bring a football and go out on the field and toss it around. You know?
They love it when people do that.
Act like your PFM. Yeah.
Are they actually bringing cows in to graze on the field while everyone's cooking?
I mean, I don't think so.
No? So what are you going to do there? Are you in it or are you just going to be perusing?
Just perusing. I'm studying for an associate's in culinary arts, so all the food intrigues me.
Yeah.
How long does that take to get that degree?
With Augusto Escoffier, about 15 months.
Piece of cake.
Huh.
I should do that.
You really should, Jer.
I should, because I love food and cooking.
Yeah, you're good, and you love being in the kitchen and everything, so
that's good. What are you going to do with that, Robin?
I want to open my own food truck that focuses on Southern-style cooking.
Yum.
Tell me where you're going to be pulled up, girl. Mm-hmm. I would be there. Unless... You're putting okra with everything, and then I'm out.
You don't like fried okra?
No okra.
So you can get fried okra, but it's not going to be with everything. The real sides are homemade mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, and for dessert, we've got a banana pudding that's from scratch.
Come on now.
Girl, yeah, I'm going to want to know where that food
truck
is.
I want all that in my mouth at the same time.
You don't even need to wait until you get this associate's degree. You could go start that food truck now, girl.
You could. Why aren't you doing that?
Yeah.
Well, right now I got to pay for gas and Castle Rock to Boulder.
Oh, there is minor details.
Find some investors. You know, if you put together a really good business plan of what you're going to serve, because people love their food trucks, man. Look at this thing that we're telling people to go to tomorrow night for the Avs, the big watch party, down at the Tivoli. There's going to be food trucks there. Robin could pull up her Southern cooking food truck.
Do you have a name for your truck yet?
Robin's Nest.
Robin's Nest? I hate it.
What?
That's horrible.
What's wrong with that, Robin's Nest?
Oh, it's for me anyway.
Cheesy. That doesn't scream Southern cooking.
I thought you said Robin's Mess at first.
Robin's
like,
Mess sounds good.
Robin's Mess is kind of funny because there's like a mess hall where they serve food.
And mac and cheese is kind of messy. Mashed potatoes.
Like a bird nest.
No, that's stupid, that's Robin.
No, that's too easy.
Go with
Robin's, Dom's. Robin's Mess.
Robin's Mess.
That's the kind of thing that's so cool that people would share it. Hey, I'm going to the mess. I heard the mess is going to be down at the Tivoli tomorrow.
Yeah, Robin's mess. I'm going to make a mess of that mac and cheese on my face.
Robin, we're throwing out million-dollar ideas to you here, and you're shunning us.
Don't dig your heels in
on
this.
You're crushing my six-year-old dream.
No. Robin's nest
is
like...
No, we're not. We're massaging your six-year-old dream.
That sounds like an antique store with little old women wandering around.
I agree.
Little bird bath out front.
A robin's
front,
nest,
you know,
could be anything, but mostly an antique shop.
That's crap.
Or a secondhand clothes
yes,
store.
Yes, thank you.
But robin's mess, because kitchens get messy when you cook.
Sure
and everything.
Does. You get a mess on your shirt when you're eating all that southern food.
Robin, have we convinced you yet?
I'll consider it.
Think about it, please.
Oh, she's going to say no.
No,
she's not
think about
it.
Robin's mess is awesome.
Just gave
okay.
you a
she's
million
She's never calling
idea.
Us again.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you what. Well, what if we open up the phones? Listen to me, Robin.
Yeah, yeah.
What if we put you on hold and we did a quick turbo poll and we let people pick between Nest and Mess? That's
all right,
free.
Go for it.
Listen, that is free research. You know how much it costs to do research? It's thousands of dollars. Your boys in the morning could do free research for you right now.
I'm down for it. Let's go.
But right. only if you abide by their decision.
That's the thing. She's not going to do it. She said
well,
she's been
I'm
thinking about this since she was six. It's an
to
antique
fair,
store, Robin.
To be an entrepreneur, you have to put your customer base ahead of your own desires.
That is correct. Thank you for saying that.
And people just want some messy southern food. Yeah, we can.
Are we doing a turbo poll for her?
Yeah, you want to do that?
But people have to call.
Call or text. You want to text, too? I'd rather have calls. I want to talk to people.
Calls,
call,
not text on this. Let's do
calls. Sick of text already.
And Robin wants to know, is it Robin's Nest for her food truck? We say no.
No.
Or Robin's Mess.
Robin's Mess.
We've got to have every line filled right now. Where's my turbo pole music?
Here, I can get you. It. I got some. I got the newer version of it. All right. We've been using this since 2019.
Robin, hold on. Don't go away, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Hold on. Now, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Don't wait. You got to call. If it's busy, call back. If it's busy, call back because people will drop off quickly. Here is... Oh, no, we lost Robin.
Oh, Robin, we said don't hang up. This is already failing.
I might
failing.
Have disconnected her.
Oh.
We'll get her back. Kelly, what's it going to be, the Nest or the Mess?
The Mess, the southern mess. That's how you throw down the food. It's like a gumbo. It's all mess.
Ah, you sold me.
Damn right, Kelly.
It's the best
Thank
call.
You for being on the show.
Thank you, Kelly.
Day. We
right
appreciate
on.
You. All right, right on. It's a
one,
turbo poll.
1-0.
Jen, Nest or Mess?
Mess.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Have a great day, okay? Thank you so
Bye,
much.
Jen.
This is going to be unanimous, I think. Hey, Kathy. Oh, did I get her? No, I didn't. Now I do. Hey, Kathy, what's it going to be?
Hi, I think it's Nest.
Totally a mess.
No,
it's
she
a big
said
old
nest.
Fat mess.
You said nest, mm-hmm. like a bird nest.
No, she didn't.
Yeah,
she
I'm,
said
I'm
mess.
Thinking nest.
Nest.
I'm thinking nest, like bird nest.
Yeah, bird nest with the T
oh.
at the end. Wrong answer.
Wrong
Goodbye.
Answer.
Goodbye.
Have a great day.
We love you.
Thank you.
Even though you're wrong. Bye.
Yeah, we're going to have to make sure that people specify so we can hear.
Yeah.
Shelly, is it mess or nest like a bird?
It's a sloppy mess. Put it in your mouth, mess.
Whoa, Shelly, you're turning me on. That's great. All right, another one for mess.
Hold on a second. I'm keeping Thanks. This little scorecard. Have a great day. Thank you, Shelly.
Bye,
we
Shelly.
Appreciate you. Here's Lindsay. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Nest or mess?
Mess.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Robin's
yes.
in a mess.
Another wise listener.
Thank you,
hey,
Lindsay.
Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. I'm
trying to think of like the graphic on the side of the truck or something.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know?
You're an artist, guy. Oh, do a little drawing for
a little mac and cheese mess on there.
Kim, what's it going to be, a nest or a mess?
Mess. M-E-S-S.
Thank you very
Damn
much.
Right,
that is right.
Have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
Bye, Kimmy.
Okay, bye-bye. That makes it 5-1 so far. Nice. April, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have a suggestion. Why don't you mix the two and hit Ness, N-E-S-S.
Robin's Ness?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
We have to say...
Sorry, no, we're not
no.
doing that, April. What's a Ness?
Elliot Ness?
Loch Ness?
That's out.
Out, April.
Megan, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
The nest or the mess?
I think she should go mess all the way, and if she wants to open a consignment shop, she could put her food truck in front of it.
Robin's Nest and have the food truck Robin's Mess in front of it.
She'd have a nest
Perfect.
And a mess.
Robin's Nest does sound like a secondhand, like, kids clothing store, you know? Like,
sure.
You're nesting, and you got little babies. And
yeah.
Thank you.
Megan, I'm glad you called. I hope you have a great day, okay?
You as well.
See ya.
And the thing is, we never would have even gotten to Robin's Mess if I hadn't misheard her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's what I thought she said, and I was like, oh, my God, that's brilliant.
Uh-huh.
And then she wasn't brilliant. Angela, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
What do you got for us?
Mess, definitely, all the way.
Mess.
All the way. You'd go to that food truck, wouldn't you?
I would.
Big old mess of food on that plate.
Mm. Angela, thank you for that call. Let's try to do two more really quickly. Debbie, good morning. What's it going to be?
Good morning. Absolutely no debate. Messy mess.
Messy food.
Good messy mess. Thank you so much.
Bye, Deb.
That makes it, is it 8-1?
I've lost track.
This will be the 10th call. There's only been one vote for Nest. Michelle, what are you picking?
I'm picking mess. And also my daughter likes mess, too.
You darn right. Your daughter makes a lot of them, so that's why she does.
Right? Exactly.
I'm glad you called. Have a fun weekend, okay?
See you later.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye.
You're welcome so much.
All right, so now we got to clear the line so that Robin can get back in. Yeah. Thank you to everyone who called.
Thank you.
All those of you on hold. Look, it's 9 out of 10. We took 10 calls. 9 of them said, we did 11 calls. Another one said it should be Ness. We threw that one right out.
Robert said, Robin's mess make the graphic look like a nest.
No. No, get off the nest.
Fred said neither. How about Robin's Southern cooking? No.
No, it's not interesting.
Robin's messy nest? No. No,
come on,
it's one or the other.
It's a food truck. It's got to have some pizzazz and some style.
It's got to be Robin's mess.
Robin, you got to call us back. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We need her to call back.
That was good. That was real good. Good job on that, DT. That was a great suggestion.
Well, you know what? Look, the listeners came through.
Yeah, and everyone stepped
up. The listeners drove it home. And I'm going to be really disappointed if Robin doesn't, like, capitulate.
Call us back, Robin.
She's back.
All right, let me turn the phone
off. Okay, so did you hear all of those calls?
I did.
And there were hundreds more coming in.
What did the majority of people say?
It's Robin's mess.
There you go. Get in that mindset now, okay?
Yeah. Take it, run with it, bank it. Okay?
Now say thank you.
$1 million idea.
And,
thank you, boys.
And do a little drawing of, like, a caricature of Dom and Jeremy on the side of the food truck. Not big.
Just down
a
in the corner.
One.
What were you in the back? Maybe under the license
corner,
plate.
Say, name courtesy of Dom and Jeremy.
Okay.
And then send us some free mac and cheese.
Okay.
All right.
I think I can make that happen.
All right.
Let me ask you this, Robin. Who loves you?
Dom and Jeremy.
There you go.
You damn right.
Good
girl.
Luck with your business in school, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. I feel like
she
going to
change
really,
it, Dom?
I think she will now. When we said it, no way. When all the listeners, like, exploded on that.
And the lines were still full, and we had to cut it off, and you know they were all going to say mess.
All of
you
them.
You just know.
So she is going to go with mess. That's going to be the food truck, and everyone who sees it around town will go, that's the one Dom and Jeremy came up with.
We heard that on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Where's them mashed potatoes at?
And remember, everyone, no okra.